cold opens in the mix.
A Marin.
What?
A Marin? Like a
Marin?
You never heard of a Marin before?
No, it's a Marin.
So, like, you're familiar with Mark Marin?
Yes.
So he has a podcast, and like, he always starts his podcast with like an inconsequential story about like what's going on in his life.
Okay.
Oh, that you right. always skip to get to the actual thing that you want to listen to. And like, I don't know, I listen to other podcasts that refer to that as a Marin.
Marin.
Huh. They're like, oh, what are we going to do for the Marin today?
You got a Marin?
I do not have a Marin. This talking about the Marin is my Marin. Marin.
Okay. Gotcha. Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome back to Cocked. I wanted to talk today about ownership, hobby ownership.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No. Not at all, man.
Okay. Like, we're pretty late. We haven't recorded in a hot minute, but like,
yeah, it's been a bit.
The leagues of Voltron came out or whatever, the squats.
And they was all so bad.
Yeah, they look so bad.
They suck.
They suck so hard. But aside from aesthetics, which is like something to easily talk about, like everyone freaked out about the rules, right?
Right. Remember okay. That? So yeah. And like they got banned in Germany.
They got banned in Germany. You know, when Germans start banning stuff, we should try to assuage them of their fears.
Don't hurt your back reaching down for that low hanging fruit. But
yeah. So like everyone was freaking out, and like including like in the local gaming group about like what should the standard be?
Right.
I think that's like something that I'm fucking perplexed by, the idea that like. People are, you know, should we ban this, or like what's our thoughts on this, like is it overpowered, what is our like how are we gonna deal with this in a way that like fixes something that's obviously fucked,
yeah,
but also will allow everyone to participate.
Okay.
And I think that it's indicative of like a style of what the game is right now, which is that Games Workshop has a clear vision of like how the game should be played in matched play, and that is like a one size fits all template, as if you were playing like StarCraft 2.
Okay.
On like ladder. And so I don't think that is an approach that is like going to one that like fits how one that is like what's the word, like teleologically baked into 40K. Or like wargaming in general, because mm-hmm. I think it's more elastic. And then two, is not sustainable in the current environment of wargaming in general, with like internet communities and 3D printing and
right.
The fact that you can connect with people who are like much more like-minded than you, and like because it's easy to do that, there's actually way more of them than would ever be the case in the past, where you kind of had to like. Oh, like I need to find like the 7 people in my town that are into this, and we can't decide what to do, so we'll just play by the book kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So you're kind of talking about like micro community house ruling to make shit just like generally more enjoyable.
Kind of, but more like people understanding. Like, okay, the core thing about this is that like you don't love the game 40K. Like I've said this before. We've talked about this. You love 40K. Like, you love the trappings and aesthetics and story and the idea.
It's like, way more about the IP than it is about...
It's about the IP. Which,
well,
like,
I mean, like, people for years, and this has become somewhat of, like, a refrain for, like, apologists, but, like, the idea that, like, Games Workshop isn't a games company, it's a miniatures company.
Right, yeah.
Which is fucking stupid. Check the name.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
It's not called Miniatures Workshop.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
But, like, to an extent, yeah, it's a thing where it's like, they print rules, and increasingly recently, they print rules at a rate specifically to drive miniature sales, right? They are kind of... They have realized that, like... People will chase a meta, and it's just like, oh, if we make this really good in this edition, when we release a new codex or we release a data slate or fucking whatever and balance it in 6 months or a year, people aren't necessarily going to be like, You're not going to sit down and be like, well, I didn't find it to be that broken, so like, let's stick with like this edition. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just going to say like, well, okay, like they have a built-in fan base enough and the built-in that they can kind of get away with.
That would make sense. And I suppose it does make sense if you just like are moved to a new town and need to slot it. But what I'm saying is that like nobody likes it. Like I've never met anyone who's like, the rules releases rock.
Yeah.
Like nobody likes that. And everyone, you can like hear many, many people complaining about it simultaneously, but people are scared as well to like be like, actually our game group plays this way.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff, we're not doing it. You have to, you know, there's a certain standard of painting that we want, blah, 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 blah. People are scared to do that because it goes against like everyone's like from a good place, but like instinct to be like, we have to bring as many nerds in as possible.
Right.
But then you end up with something that's like kind of shit and like nobody wants to do. Like mm-hmm. there's a reason I think that a lot of groups like fragment into like, we're playing Heresy now, or we're playing Bolt Action, or we're playing fucking whatever the hell. Because like that spin of like, you can only fucking squeeze people so hard on 40K and trying to keep up with it.
Totally.
That it blanks people out. And the reason that that's important is because like the group is the most important. That is the peak that every person wants to get to.
It's the like the social aspect, the beer and pretzels of the game, right? And it's like I don't know, man. Like we've talked about this before to an extent sometimes when we talk about like role-playing games and like looking at 40K the way that you would look at like an RPG, where it's like fucking like Wizards of the Coast right now owns Dungeons and Dragons. But if you want to go and play fucking second edition, or you want to play like a heavily house ruled Pathfinder, or you want to play whatever with your like it's not the way that like 40K is codified in a way that like tabletop like is just like one facet of tabletop wargaming. But people are like so bought into like capital GW Games Workshop, capital like this is what we play, as opposed to I feel like with a lot of like role-playing groups and like tabletop RPG groups, people are like way more down to like, well, let's try this, or like let's go back and like we'll use these minis that we have that we bought for, like we got these Hero Forge minis made for like our D&D 5th Ed campaign, but we could just as easily use that to play Frostgrave, or we could just as easily use that to play, you know, D&D or whatever.
And like exactly, because like I well, the reason that that's easier in role-playing games I think is because you have your closed group to begin with.
Sure.
Whereas like the quote unquote closed is not the right word for it, but like closed group of a Warhammer community, like that's much hard. That's where you go towards. Mm-hmm. You find a group of people you like playing with each other. You always start with like pickup games, like on a fucking, like I remember like Sword and Board when it was the other local game store.
Dueling Grounds.
It had like a sign-up sheet of like people, you'd put your name on it and your email, and you'd look down and like try to email people and be like, do you like 40K? Do you want to play with me?
Yeah.
Which like, how do you have, you can't customize or own it there. Like totally. Games Workshop owns it because otherwise you have no language of play.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to that point, like it should be way more commonplace to be like, we don't like this part over here, and we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it at our events. Excuse me. So if you want to come and do this and play this way, then this is the way that we're going to do it, which is so much more good, I think, and totally. Like not boring, because like you can go anywhere in the world and play a game of 40K by the book. And you know what that's like.
Yep.
And you'll always know what that's like. But to do things a little bit differently and like house rule stuff and link other games. Like the idea that like, so War Master, that game's obviously been dead for like, in terms of official support for 15 years or something like that.
Which this is the 10 millimeter one you're doing? Yeah.
No, like Warhammer Fantasy Battle game. And the game is probably more popular now than it was when it was supported by like a large margin. And the rules are maintained by like a community council that like every year will like look at results of data and like decide on maybe tweaking things here or there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of armies that like more than half of the armies that are playable now were developed by that community.
Right. So this is kind of similar to getting into like what the Heresy community is doing with like I played like a game of Heresy with orcs that like our buddy Connor was just like, yeah, I like downloaded these like community rules for orcs. It's like mostly balanced. I made a couple of tweaks just to see like, let's play this and see how it works. And it is, it does have to come like, because I think the issue is that it's like with Warhammer with 40K, there is going to be that global like tournament competitive whatever. Mm-hmm. And you do, in order for you to kind of like take back ownership of this game or take back ownership of the hobby, it's like you need to remove yourself from the mindset of like competitive play. And and I think then like be more focused on like narrative play and or like not even like
it's not even any of those things per se. It's just more so like
playing in a way that is enjoyable, whatever that means, whether it's exactly. like trying to win or that's trying
the
key to like
thing. To the group, like to not group. To you as an individual.
It's yeah.
Like you bring your vote in
and
your opinion in. But the point is like in the exact same way that like it's just larger because the group tends to be larger than a D&D mm-hmm. group. But like even the dungeon master in a D&D group, if they're good, is not like shut the fuck up and play my game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's you adapt your idea and what you want to what everyone wants so that you come with something, but not too much, not like inflexibly.
Yeah.
Or sorry, like not too flexibly because like it's like you want to play this. This is what kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. I need to find another group.
Yeah.
Like, cause I don't want to do it.
So how do you feel about like, do you think that like GW is kind of trying to meet in the middle a little bit where you have your like matched play or you have like Crusade or you have
I don't think so.
No,
I think that the Crusade rules are were an experiment
mm-hmm.
and that experiment has completely failed because nobody I know plays no organized play is Crusade obviously right. And I don't know anyone who really has a lot of experience playing it because the vast majority of the design resources and the spotlight goes to match play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the game is. And I think what GW wants is like your matched play experience to feel the same as everyone else's so that you can have an understanding of what the product is and the value prop of the product is. Mm. Like before, I think that like Games Workshop or like the relationship between a player and Games Workshop was much more diffuse. Like they, because there was no Warhammer community website. There was for a long time, no internet or no accessible internet. There was just like White Dwarf and the books that they released. And so your relationship with those books was, and those rules in White Dwarf, or like the way that the design studio could communicate to you, this is what we think about how the game should be played, came in a magazine fucking once a month if you had one.
Yeah.
Otherwise it was just you got your minis and your buddies and you could like pick and choose what you liked about it and change stuff or like, mm-hmm. unless you were like a regular event going to person. But even then like events were separate.
Yeah.
Then which now like events are the core of the design language. Like they mm-hmm. tweak rules based on the win loss rate of event players who like are not representative of how the average person, I think, who's getting into the game wants to play the game. Like, they want to, mm-hmm. I think, create, like play in that universe where, like, they don't actually care. Like, when you started 40K, you weren't like, I wonder if this unit's going to be good. You were like, this guy looks awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Again, going back to, like, it's way more about the aesthetic, the IP, the, like, let's just, like, I want to, yeah, you don't want to, like, that's such a big thing, too, of, like, no matter how good or bad a mini is in game, like if I don't like the way that fucking Tyranid Warriors look just because of the meta right now is to take fucking like 9 to 18 Tyranid Warriors, I'm gonna have the limited hours that I'm going to play those minis versus the like immeasurable hours that I'm going to spend building and painting them. Yeah. It's not fucking worth it.
No, like, it's not. Yeah, exactly. And like, so like, I know, like what you were just talking about for the Orcs and Heresy stuff, like that's playtesting for an event that's going to be run in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And that subset of the larger event has like very, I mean the whole event in general, but like that one in particular, just as an example, has a very large consent-based buy-in as to what that event is going to be,
mm-hmm.
which is like, we don't care about competitiveness. It's yeah. not a fucking tournament. It's a gaming event and we want to play it our way, which is exclusionary in some aspect and senses, but it's also like extremely inclusionary in other ones. And I think this is where people get tripped up, where they're like, if we tell people that actually like you can't take more than one of this Leagues of OTAN unit, we're not being inclusive to like everyone. I know inclusive is like a loaded word in our society right now, but I'm being very literal to this.
Yeah.
When actually, like, I think it's more inclusive. And you can't, and everything is going to be inclusive or exclusive, because if you're allowing someone to take a broken rule set, you're being exclusive to everyone who's like, I'm just gonna get fucking dummied with my army, and like,
yeah,
I'm not going, like,
yeah. Yeah, well, and it's also a thing where it's like, there are, so again, it goes back to like the group and the idea of community, and a thing where it's like, if you want to play broken Leagues of VOTAN, or if you want to play, again, like, I'm trying to abstract this.
Yeah, from, and by the way, like, we're using Leagues of VOTAN as an example. Yeah. We don't know enough about the rules to definitively say, like,
totally,
whatever.
And, like, trying to abstract this more from, like, Leagues of VOTAN, or even abstract it from 40K. Like, if your idea of a good time is playing, like, I have min-maxed this 3.5 D&D character where I have used 17 different supplemental books to take incredibly niche feats, yeah, to do this one thing. It's like, that is technically, like, they put out those books and you can do that. Like, just like they're putting out these rule sets and you can play that way for VOTAN. But it is, again, it's like up to the community to decide. And because for some people, they will see that as a challenge. And for some people, they will be like, yes, this is the type of game that I want to play.
Yeah. But it's also, it's like, I do think that, like, on a deeper, philosophical level, the idea, when this is often brought up too, that, like, if some people want to play super hyper-competitively and, like, play it like a Magic the Gathering, like, that's cool for them. And mm-hmm. who am I to say? And I think that that's bullshit. I actually think that it's and just because Games Workshop as a company, a product producing company, has steered the product in that direction, is not a legitimate defense of that relativism. I think that, like, actually playing 40K in that, playing Warhammer and a war game in that, Warhammer in particular, in that way is wrong. It's not based in what the original, like, design vision of the game is, and like all of the mechanics that have survived since second edition are from a time when the game valued aesthetic and universe and did not give a shit about balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you're using tools to try to do one thing that those tools were not intended to do.
Right.
And therefore, like, you're using the tool wrong.
Yeah.
And I do think that, like, it is more correct to play Warhammer and, like, that kind of game in that sense. In the same way that I actually do think that, like, even though, you know, to a lesser extent, but there is an aspect of, like, role-playing games as a medium, Dungeons & Dragons in particular, was not intended to be a min-max fest.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so, yeah, like, yeah, that's why the game kind of breaks when you min-max it too much, is because it's not intended to do that.
So, okay, so, but, like, if you're saying that, like, you know, you're throwing back to, like, valuing aesthetics more than game balance, like, so what is your take in terms of, like, VOTAN? Obviously, like, we subjectively don't really like the way that the minis look,
mm-hmm.
but, like, if balance is out the window and somebody does like that aesthetic, like, how does that sit with you in terms of, like, how, you know, quote-unquote broken those rules are for them?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, like, is it, like, if someone rolled up with like, you know, seven of like the whatever fucking unit.
Yeah, the imaginary like unit that we're thinking of. Yeah.
Is it the tank? Is it the...
I don't know. I honestly, like, I think it's a useful example, yeah, hypothetical for this conversation, but like, I don't want to get too fixated on, but for the purposes of this conversation.
I think it's something where it's like a tank with like a shitload of wounds, and then they have like a named character that has like a it will not die style like mechanic that will like,
right,
put the wounds back on. And I think that's one of the big like things, yeah, that people are complaining about. But it's like, if you were going to play a game and like someone brought that because they're like, oh, I just like the way that this tank looks and I like this dude, and like balance isn't really an issue because we're thrown back to like, yeah, when aesthetics was more important, is like, that's still not like fun though. That's, no, still going to be like a bad time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, exactly. There does need to be some level of like, well, competitive balance.
Yeah. True. But I think it's also up to like the game group, and like, because I mean, that situation will never happen to me because I don't play pickup games with people.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's part of like, I think pickup games are not workable the way that the product is being, the game has been designed
right now.
Like, because those win rates that they use to balance the games come from people who are really, really good at the game of 40K.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come from people picking units because they think they're cool.
Yeah.
And they just want to fucking have fun and throw dice. Because at that level, the impact of a specific unit's power is way more swingy than if I'm a fucking top tier tournament player playing against somebody who's trying to spam Leagues of OTAN units, and I, you know, I'm a fucking the best tournament player in the world, and I just like, I know how to beat you kind, yeah, of thing. That skews the data.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, but to answer your question, like, yes, the game needs to have like some semblance of playability. Like, I think that like balance is a weird, like, not always the best term for it. Like, it's a very hard thing to quantify.
Mm-hmm.
But playability for sure. And part of that is like, you don't want to get fucking, you shouldn't have a game where it's way harder for one person to win than the other, yeah, person. Yeah.
So in terms of like, kind of like, because I think you and I are very fortunate, and I hope that many people who are listening to this podcast are fortunate in a similar way, to have a pretty tight-knit group of guys that we play with who we're all pretty much on the same level of like,
yeah,
what we are looking intention to get and, out of,
yeah,
you know, none of us are like
tastes.
We've all aged out of kind of like when we were hyper competitive, because there was definitely a time where I think,
yeah,
especially you and I were really like, I gotta fucking,
yeah,
beat your stupid Imperial, yeah, Guard, yeah, yeah, your fucking Lehman Russ bullshit. And like, I think now we're just like way more casual about our game, and that like we do have like sort of an unspoken like, don't be a dick about this, let's just show up, like play a fun list,
mm-hmm,
have your minis painted looking good.
Yeah.
If someone's listening to this right now and like they are feeling the frustration of chasing the meta, and they're feeling the frustration of like the data slate update fucking, yeah, hammer, like, what's your, like, short of like, go out and find seven people who feel the exact same way that, yeah, you do.
Well, I think you need to first like understand what you actually want and be able to articulate that to another human being.
Right.
Like, you have to be like able to be like, this is what I like about this game, and if that is, you know, there's going to be people who are like, I actually just like really like the game and I want to win the game, mm-hmm, and like, in which case, fucking go do that somewhere else. But like, if you're not that person, like, you need to be like, I like to reproduce this in games, in the play time, like, I want these types of experiences. And then you actually do need to find people. Like,
yeah,
there's no like other way around it. You have to find people who like the same things as you,
mm-hmm,
and are willing to put restrictions on things in order to make those things happen.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like with us is like I've never played a game with like a hard restriction of like, we're going to house rule X, or like, please don't bring this, yeah, unit, or, yeah, whatever. It's like, generally with us, it's like, we've over years of playing have come to kind of an unspoken level of like, this is where we're all at, and this is what we all want.
Yeah, well, you can kind of identify a negative play experience. Like,
yeah.
Like a truly negative play experience, and be like, we should avoid that.
Yeah. Like, but are there house rules, or like, do you have limitations like in mind that, you know, like, do make it a little bit more.
No, I don't think that like it comes down to that, but like I think it does. It depends on what you're doing. Like for our casual, like we're like, you want to get a game in on this day, like you don't need to do that. But I do think that for like the larger a group gets, like we're talking about our subgroup of like six guys.
Yeah.
And there's the larger group in the city, which is like 100-ish people.
Sure.
And for that group, you do need to have, and I don't know the game well enough to be able to do those things. I would like more people who I know share my disposition
mm-hmm.
to figure out and make those restrictions on the game.
Yeah.
Because that's the point right now where like I'm joining this Heresy event because I trust the organizers to create, because I know them well enough and they're actually doing this.
Yeah.
And that's kind of easier to do with Heresy. I'm not joining the 40K event, not because I don't trust those people to put on a good event, but because like I will lose every game.
Yeah.
And I will not have fun. And I think that the culture hasn't developed yet to mm-hmm. where someone can, even somebody with fucking 15 years of 40K experience can join in and like have a reasonable chance of like having a non-meta fucking forged army.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, that's again, like a thing that like by design Games Workshop has made incredibly difficult to do, because you can have 15 years of experience playing 40K, but everybody collectively is only really able to have 4 months of experience playing the game in its current state before exactly. something new shows up and like you basically start at ground zero again.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, be that
just why I think
points updates or rules updates or like fucking like detachments and like even like I like in our games of ninth that we've been playing, I do like and understand why the secondaries and the stratagems are important to the game, and I do appreciate that sort of tactical element of gameplay, but there's too many. There are too many secondaries and there are too many stratagems. Please eliminate seven. I am not a crackpot.
They're but, awful.
Like, you know what I mean? Where it's a thing where it's like at any given moment somebody could burn two command points to do fucking anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And they could be like, oh yeah, this is my stratagem that my army has. And I would be like, I have no reason to doubt you. Like you could straight up make shit up. And
this is what
like,
I was saying.
Yeah, totally.
I keep being like, you should, stratagem should be in an organized large event. You should fucking choose three of your stratagems at list creation, and you only get those three for the entire game. Because it is impossible for someone at a lower skill level, or like lower, not even skill level, but like introduction of the game or knowledge of the game as it stands, to come in and be able to make tactical decisions, because you have no idea what your opponent is capable of.
Yeah.
Like, and the response I've heard from people who I respect, and this is a perfectly valid point, is but like, you know, the points values of the units are take into account the stratagems and what they can do. So if you cut those off, and I'm like, true, I don't fucking care. it doesn't matter. It does not matter. And it's not going to affect the way the game plays in terms of, it's not going to nerf your army. If you like, you know which ones, like, oh, of the six that you use every game, you can mm-hmm. now you can now only use three,
right?
Like, just so that like that alone, that restriction would make me like 10 times more comfortable joining into a 40K tournament or like event, you know?
No.
But I think there's too much like, oh, the designers, like game design, like this is like game design, like, is not a science. There's not a laboratory where guys in coats are fucking conducting experiments constantly. Like, these are office workers in an office setting with Slack channels, etc., like under pressure from product production timelines and managers and everything. It's not perfect. And like, having worked with game designers, like, I know that there's just like, just try it, see what happens. Like, and that's, you have to take that into account and be like they fucking changed the rules to the Votan book before it was released because of people were like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, And so you shouldn't be beholden to the game, because the game is just one of the tools that you have towards extracting the thing that you actually like about Warhammer, which is Warhammer.
Do you think also, like, in terms of, like, not being beholden to the game, like, I think 40K as a brand is, like, and, like, Warhammer as a brand is so big that, like, many people who would consider themselves, like, I would, like, be like, oh, yeah, I'm a war gamer. Like, I play war games. I don't. I'm not. I play war game.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that, like, to get perspective, like, in order to really see, like, how flawed or how good, to get an actual perspective where you can appreciate the things that are good about this and sort of, like, reconsider some of the elements that you don't like, I do think that more people who play 40K should try and step outside of that and play other war games.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that, like, people getting into Heresy or people getting into Bolt Action is, like, that's the baby step of doing that.
Yeah, totally.
It's the, again, to go back to, like, RPGs is the thing where it's, like, okay, like, I don't know how I feel about 5th ed D&D in the current state that it's in. Let's try playing Pathfinder. Let's try playing AD&D 2. And then beyond that, you can kind of be like, all right, let's try playing some Fantasy Flight RPG systems. Let's try playing, like, instead of a D20 system, let's try a D100 system and see how that changes how I feel about this. And that, like, because you can... Again, like, D&D, owning your D&D hobby is, like, there's nothing really that makes Dungeons & Dragons specifically Dungeons & Dragons. Like, you can build a stat block for a gelatinous cube in any fucking game system you want.
The book is 90% bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, any... Yeah.
And it's... I do think that people would benefit largely in terms of, like, reclaiming their hobby from the ownership of, like, the corporate GW meta-chasing overlords is a thing where it's, like... Play a different game. Take a little bit and just play a different game and figure out, when you play that different game, figure out what you like about that game that 40K doesn't offer you. Figure out what you like about 40K that this other game doesn't offer you. Like, be it Flames of War or fucking War Machine or fucking whatever.
Don't play War Machine.
Don't play War Machine. But you know what I mean. I'm just naming games. Malafox.
Your muscle honks. Yes,
Tim Burton. You're absolutely bullshit. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Also, like, and I think this is... Because I think this is a problem that Warhammer and Dungeons and Dragons have. No other games have, because they're the two giants of their respective mediums. No. Play other games with your Warhammer, like, in the Warhammer universe. Like, play Stargrave with Warhammer minis. Play fucking or play other games. Play other GW games in the war. Play fucking Battlefleet, like. And that'll help you to that just that alone breaks your mindset of, like, in order to play in this universe, I have to do this. I have to use these fucking books. I have to use this philosophy, when you actually don't. Like, you like that IP. First of all, it's like 40 years old. And when IPs get, like, a certain age, like, they kind of transcend whoever has a legal right to their ownership right now. That, like, you don't need that game to do it. Like, you can do anything else. Mm-hmm. And you can tweak it and combine them in a way that's, like, super satisfying. Play old editions. Like, figure out why. Like, you have enough people. Like, if you have a reasonably large game group and you're all playing ninth and you're like, oh, my God, this sucks. And you all agree it sucks.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That, honestly, like... When I was playtesting that, like, Orc Heresy list, it was just a thing where I was like, oh, this is just 7th edition orcs.
Yeah.
Everything about this works exactly the same way as my... And it's funny because it's like, 7th edition was the edition that I played the most.
Yeah.
And I have played so little 9th, and it was a thing where it was like, I actually, in this first game ever of quote-unquote Heresy, I felt more comfortable with that rule set.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, second nature to me. Like, I was like, I don't know the stat blocks for any of my dudes, but I think I should probably be wounding on 4s. And he's just like, yeah, you're right. I was like, cool, great. It's intuitive. It works because it makes sense. It just feels right, you know?
Yeah.
And it is, it's that thing where it's like, you can have... People are so willing in an RPG setting to be like, oh, we're going to play this older edition of the game.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, when it comes to Warhammer, no one is...
It's because the Games Workshop's brand has been extremely effective at defining what the game is. And the game is always the newest one, and it's the newest one because that's what we're incentivizing everyone to be playing at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't go to, I think you can't go to a Games Workshop and play an old edition.
That's dumb.
I might be making that up, but I think I think that you can't.
I mean, I did have an experience at GW at the at Square One.
Yeah.
This was many years ago. I want to say 8-ish years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to, there was like this dude that I knew that was like kind of into like nerd shit. And I was like, we should play a pickup game. Like, you know, and he bought a bunch of secondhand minis and he was in the process of building an army. And we went, and that was just like the closest hobby shop right. to the two of us. Right. And we went there and literally the guy, the dude who worked there was like, you know, I'll let it slide this one time, but like, just to let you know, like at this shop, like we don't appreciate shitty, broken, unpainted miniatures.
He said that to you?
Yeah. And we never went back, and that guy doesn't play 40K anymore. Like,
fuck, that's a...
Yeah.
I mean, like, I understand that from like, because people playing the game there is like part of their marketing. Because people
part of their, yeah.
But that guy's a fucking asshole.
It's, there's different ways to yes. fucking word that.
Yes,
you
exactly.
know? Like,
I let it slide this time?
Yeah.
What are you fuck?
Literally, like, saying shitty, unpainted miniatures.
Yeah, also, what are you going to do, you fucking asshole?
Like, yeah. Like, but yeah, it is that thing where it's, like, baked into the culture to be exclusionary towards people who are not playing at the highest level
yeah.
of what the game is.
Yeah.
And it creates a real barrier for entry, like, towards a hobby that, like, I'm sure you and I and most people that we know, like, you get into this as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's, like... I can guarantee that this guy's like he was like doing, he was like priming and like painting in sub assemblies. So it was like certain units that he had were like paint, like halfway painted, but didn't have like, you know, like he was like, oh, this unit all has like a bolt pistol
right.
and a chainsaw.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, cool, that makes sense. And I can guarantee that the 3/4 assembled, 3/4 painted models looked better than like what my fully painted army
right, yeah.
that I brought because I painted them when I was fucking 14 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
Like his shit probably still looked better than mine.
Yeah.
But like I was the one getting like, he was like, yeah, that's fine. At least all your stuff is painted.
Yeah.
Let me
so weird.
And it, but it does drive that like, this is the way that the game needs to be played. This is like the level that it needs to be at. And it's
yeah.
like, well, if I'm just trying to have a good time or I'm trying to like introduce somebody.
Well, especially
to this,
if you're interested, because I am in favor of painting standards.
Painting standards
but
for sure.
That's at a different. That's a different thing than like obviously like no one would walk like if you're having a private game with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna be like paint your shit, you fucking your first learning game when you don't know
yeah.
what a fucking armor save is yet. Like,
yeah,
obviously that's different. That's fucking nuts, dude. Like,
yeah.
he said that to you.
Yeah,
some fucking red shirt bitch nerd.
Oh, dude, yeah, that guy sucked.
It'd be sick to go into a Games Workshop and just start fucking swinging on. Actually, I feel like they've gotten nicer. The one that I went to pick up the Kill Team box, he was very nice. He was so nice that he successfully upsold me on another product. That's but yeah, it would be funny to. I mean, I get that. I feel like that a lot of times when I'm in nerd spaces.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just like, I just punch you in the face so hard.
Well, I mean, like, and that's kind of the other thing is that, like, the other party that we haven't really talked about in terms of, like, owning your hobby is if you are not fortunate enough, you know, us being, like, in Toronto is like, I don't know fucking a single person with a space large enough to play a game in. We have to go
yeah.
somewhere to play games.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a thing where it's like you are also kind of beholden to, you know, some extent. It might not be as much as like a Games Workshop guy calling your minis shit. But you do have to, you know, somewhat bow to, you know, the ideological trappings of like whatever store that you're playing.
Yeah.
At, and be that like the terrain that they have or, you know, whatever. Like, oh, like, yeah, sorry. There's only one table for Warhammer today and it's super small and shitty because we're having a Magic the Gathering tournament
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a thing where it's like, you know, if you are fortunate enough to know someone, like you, in the summertime, we do like backyard Warhammer at our mm-hmm. buddy's place. And that's the most fun that I have doing it because that is where it truly feels like we own it the most.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, totally. Yeah. That is the best. I would love, I was like, I was on the, just like surfing the internet or not surfing the internet. I was like, Jesus, surfing the internet. I was looking through old White Dwarfs that I allegedly stole.
White Dwarfs.
And I was looking at all these like old pictures of like 90s Games Workshop and just having like the physical stores.
Yeah.
Having like the biggest nostalgia trip. And I was like, fuck, the ultimate dream would be have like a basement gaming space and make it look like a 90s Games Workshop. Just a bunch of red bullshit. That'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Someday. And I'll make everyone adhere to my ideological trappings.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know, you have anything else on hobby ownership? Taking back your game.
Yeah, but the thing I want to stress is that like I don't think it's about taking back your game because I don't think that the game belongs to like you. I think it is like the group, like, and that's the main like piece of it, which is like why I think people should be encouraged to think about the game in that way and not be like fuck. This guy beat me like, oh, he's like a fucking cheese meta chaser or the fucking game is structured this way and it sucks. It's like if you're not having fun with it, it's your fault for not developing like a culture. Because a cult like that is such a good use of your time. To develop like a unique culture with other human beings that you share and that is like special to you and is like open to anyone who wants to come join, but is its own thing. Like, like a certain amount of gatekeeping, I'm sorry, is good. Mm-hmm. Like, not like obviously not being a fucking dickhead to other people or like whatever. Like, everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah.
But being like, we created something here and we want to kind of preserve it. And so do you want to come help us do that? Or if not, that's cool. You can do whatever the fuck you want over there kind of thing.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. No, that's tight. That's good. People should do that.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing time-wise?
I think we're home stretch. We can wrap it up.
Oh, damn. Fuck. You got another Marin?
No, I don't know. I think we can do hobby progress, hobby goals.
Hobby progress, hobby goals. Oh, it's been so bad. You've been doing good.
I've been doing really good, and then I think it was like Canadian Thanksgiving hit, and that is a hard time for a butcher.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of fell off like right around the time that we were we recorded our last episode. But I'm trying to think. Okay, so progress wise, I've painted all but four dudes for Stargrave.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to get all of them based, but they're like painted. There's a couple of them that I think are like the best paint jobs I've ever done. I did an eyeball. Sick.
I know that was crazy. I've never done an eyeball.
It helps when you're doing like fucking like 90s sculpts with like huge faces. Yeah. Like the eyes are giant.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty stoked on that. Played a little bit of Heresy with my orcs. After our board game episode, I did end up playing some Gloomhaven with
Thomas. Oh, yeah? Was it good?
That game is solid. That game rocks. I think we're playing again like in a couple of days.
Nice.
Excellent game design. Got to tell you, those miniatures look fantastic.
Finally.
But no, that game fucking kicks ass. It's like, there's basically like, it's like instead of a board, it's like a book. And every like two-page spread of the book is an encounter. Room? Like it's like a grid. And then you have like your dudes that you can move around. There's like enemy guys that are like cardboard cutouts. And the way that you do your turn is like it's like kind of like a deck building game. So it's like you have a deck of cards that has like maneuvers on
actions
it.
On it.
So it's like, oh, like I can play this card and it does like 2 damage at a range of 1 square or whatever, or I can play this card where I get to like pick up loot, and it's kind of like strategizing how you play your hand. It's great. The game design of that is like, it's like no game I've ever played before. Cool. It's like a little bit D&D, a little bit more traditional board game. Cannot recommend it enough. I had a really, really good time.
I want to try it. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's nice. Sick. And then it's like your dude levels up, and you get like, as you level up, you get new cards to like add cool. to your hand.
Toolkit, like,
yeah. That's yeah, sick. Yeah. It's sick.
I've been prepping for the Heresy event that we've been talking about. So I got built and primed a lot.
Nice.
And I just got to start chipping away at it. So I did. I built and primed 5 Tartarus Terminators. The big fat boy dreadnought. I forget what it's called.
Dreads are so fucking OP. Dreads and Heresy are insane. I've heard that.
I haven't played a game of 2.0 yet, and I'm going to this event. I'm going to get my
it's,
ass handed.
But it's like, do you know about the whole like reactions thing?
Yeah, I haven't
where it's like, yet. It's something where it's like, if you're like running a dread, you can basically like shoot something like 3 times in a turn.
Whoa,
that's like
crazy.
Because you get like your shooting phase, and then you can do reactions to like shoot. In
the enemy's phase.
The enemy's shooting phase, and you can do a reaction to shoot in the enemy's charge phase.
Oh, sick.
So it's just, you're just fucking wasting, dude.
Maybe I'm the cheese guy we've been talking about. I got 3 dreads. No. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. One of them, yeah, one of them is the big boy.
It's, yeah. Dreads are kind of fucking insane.
Cool.
So yeah.
Yeah, I got to paint the Terminators, the Contemptor, the Ironclad, I think it's called. And then 10 Boltermans, 5 Laz Cannonmans, 2 characters. I'm so fucked. I'm so fucked, dude. But I'll do it. They're Imperial Fist, so it's just like fucking black trim and then ink and then highlights and fucking metal and shit. So that's what I'm gonna be doing this week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played any games or anything recently?
I played a game of Warmaster with this guy that I through the Warmaster Facebook group. Nice man from England.
Oh, nice.
It was fucking sick. Yeah, yeah. It was a really, really good game. That game is fucking amazing, dude. It's so good.
I am really toying with getting Simon to 3D print me a Skaven army.
You should, man. You should. And it's like also like would be so fast to paint because you could just like spray it, fucking dry brush, and then just like pick out metal here and there. Yeah. Like you... It's awesome.
I want to find... I had, like, a really cool... Like, I custom built, like, a Skaven Mordheim, like, crew a couple of years ago.
Oh, dude.
That I got, like, halfway through painting that I wouldn't mind going back and finding them. I think like, where I'm at right now with the hobby is, like, I have very little interest in playing 40K, but I have, like, so much interest in playing, like, heavily homebrewed skirmish games.
Yeah.
Like doing the Stargrave crew as kind of like an Inc. 28.
I'm so excited for us to play this game because I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like it's such a good game.
And I kind of want to do that experience with,
so I got
with like a Mordheim. Yeah. Like if we did like Frostgrave Mordheim.
So kit, I got, like, I bought, I think his name is, his last name is McCullough. I can't remember his first name. The guy who wrote Stargrave and Frostgrave.
Mm-hmm.
He released a new game called Silver Bayonet. The in-universe in the game is that it's like gothic horror in the Napoleonic, in like Napoleonic Europe.
Okay.
But in, I think it would be a perfect rule set to play Mordheim with
because
it's got like black powder. And you're like, because in Frostgrave, your captain has to be a wizard.
And this
one's got like monsters and like you like pick up clues and find shit. Yeah,
yeah.
So
that sounds sick. Yeah, I'm super into that. I'll find those. Oh man, I made such a fucking cool. I did like a my Skaven warlord was like I cut off like the tips of a bunch of daggers and gave him like green stuff bandages on his hand. He had Wolverine claws.
Sick.
Just like fucking like punch people.
Did
in
you
the
give
face.
Any? Did you give anybody a claw on, or like a dagger on their tail, like Clooney the Scourge?
I think I did. Because I love me some Clooney the Scourge.
Clooney, he rocks. Yeah.
I've been debating whether or not I should get a Clooney the Scourge or a Slagar the Slaver tattoo.
Oh, dude, a Clooney tat when he's on the giant carriage.
Clooney is the better villain, but I think Slagar the Slaver is like a more visually interesting. Because he's the bad guy from Matameo, the fox with the like, he has like the cape of like stars and moons and shit.
Oh,
like,
fuck, I forgot about the stars and moons.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Fuck, what would if I got a red wall tattoo? What would it be? I think it would.
I am that is I on think your I'd, knuckles.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be a an I am the Martin the Warrior like Martin. In as like a in like tapestry styles.
Oh yeah, you big know what time, I mean? Big time
with the sword.
Yeah, that rules. Hobby goals. What are you?
I gotta paint all that shit, dude. All that shit.
So I got these four Stargrave dudes to finish. Oh, today would be such a good day to prime them. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to prime.
I gotta finish those four Stargrave dudes. I want to actually I haven't played Stargrave yet because I've been trying to get to a point where all my shit's fully painted before we hit the table. So I want to do that as
well.
You
got a free day this week. Just come over. We'll play some Stargrave.
Sick.
Yeah.
I also got that fucking dope Screamer Killer second edition Carnifex.
Yeah, dude, you got that.
You bought me for my birthday in March.
Yeah.
But it's just a nice little display piece on the bookshelf right now.
It's
but I do
so
have
awesome.
To I do want to strip. My goal is I want to strip and repaint that, and I want it because of the there's something about how stocky it is and with the bald head that I really want to paint it to look like the 90s wrestler Bam Bam Bigelow who has a head tattoo. He has a fire head tattoo.
Sick.
And he always wore this purple jumpsuit with flames all over it. So I kind of want to reinterpret that color scheme to make a Bam Bam Bigelow Carnifex.
Do it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. That mini will be good to use for Stargrave when there's big NPC monsters.
Totally. Yeah. Man, that's I feel like at this point it's I'm the Tyranids army that I was kind of building towards is more and more just becoming a modeling and painting exercise.
Dude, that's fine.
I don't really have any interest in chasing the 40k Tyranid meta because it changes so frequently.
No, we're not gonna do that, but I do want to play more 40k.
Totally. But it's just a thing where it's I don't have any push or drive to be I need to get a Hive Tyrant and seven
fuck
boxes
no.
of
yeah,
this or whatever.
No,
it's
fuck that.
I'm gonna just kind of do that as it comes.
No, that's right, man. Yeah, 100%.
Doing skirmish games is kind of where it's at.
It is where it's at. It is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
Hell yeah. We're on Instagram.
We're on Instagram at CockedPod.
I'm on Instagram at Bugs I Hate Bugs.
And I'm at Dorn2 Racehead number 2.
Yeah. Leave a review, fucking coward.
Yeah, cowards. All right, see ya.
Bye.